With Easter just around the corner, lots of people are making plans to decorate eggs. But one family in Custer County, Colorado, doesn't need to get out the dye because they'll use strangely colorful homegrown eggs. Beth Ann and Andrew Zeller have 9 children still living at home, and they go through about 8 dozen eggs a week. Producer Shauna Lewis from member station KRCC visited with the Zellers in their barn.
Okay, Les and Noelle, you guys gonna gather? Micah's got 2 there.
My name's Beth Ann Zeller. We've lived here about full-time for 13 going on 14 years up here in the Sangre de Cristos at about 9,000 feet. And Good Hen will lay, 7 eggs a week during her first year, really. I have found breeds of hens that lay well all the way through the winter.
The chickens go out and then they walk around. And then we put the chickens in at night to keep them safe.
Bears will come in. Sometimes in the summertime, we've had them rip off the side of the barn. And we know when it was a bear that was the predator because they leave the wings. Coons will bite off their heads and leave their bodies. So you can tell what kind of predator got them by what's left or isn't left.
I have this metal bucket that I collect the eggs with. I just put a scoop of hay in there and lay all the eggs in there so that they won't crack.
At Easter, we really hardly have to dye eggs to have colored eggs around the house because we've got such a variety of eggs that come out of the chickens.
They actually come in army green, clear up through, blue and purpley. And we'll oftentimes at Easter time blow them, and then the kids just take fine line markers and draw little designs on them because the background color is already there. They're laid with a natural coating that keeps bacteria, etc., from entering the little tiny air holes in the shell. And you want the bloom on. And if you use any kind of washing method, it usually removes some of that bloom, and the egg is actually less safe to eat.
We had somebody come by, and he said that eggs were made in factories. They weren't made by chickens, and he would not believe us that eggs were made by chickens.
Hey, count them up there, my Elias. Count them up.
That from producer Shauna Lewis in Colorado. This is NPR News.